T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66
FM. WFAN. Well, it is a very good Friday evening to you, and how you be at 6:33 and 55 seconds to go right along with a Friday evening right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Paulie Rosenberg, there on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337-6666 for a Friday schmooze right up until Sal Licata. Sal coming your way at 10 on your fan, New York City.
You say goodbye.
It's rare to have the privilege of playing an entire career with one organization. I'm proud to be one of the few, but even more so that it was as a Giant.
Tell me again how to say goodbye.
I don't have any regrets, and I won't look in the rearview mirror. We did all we could do every week.
You say goodbye.
Undoubtedly, I would have made the fans, the media, even the front office more comfortable if I was a more rah-rah guy. Ultimately, I choose to believe that my teammates and the fans learned to appreciate that. They knew what they got was pure, unadulterated Eli.
We're seeing the end of an incredible playing career and saying goodbye to someone who has been everything you could ask a player to be, both on and off the field, for the last 16 years.
I'm walking away today feeling like a New Yorker, well, at least a Northeasterner. And that says a lot about a guy from New Orleans who went to Ole Miss. To the Giants fans, you are definitely unique, but I love you for that.
And I say hello.
I want to thank ownership, Jeff Wilpon, Fred Wilpon, Saul Katz. Thank you for this opportunity, this great opportunity. I want to thank Brody for believing in me. I will lead this team into success.
We are confident that with Luis Rojas as our leader and as our manager, that we will have many proud moments.
You had me at hello.
And I say hello.
This is a very exciting day for me. This is a dream come true for me, to become the New York Mets manager. That was my dream. Standing here in front of you, I can share it right now. This is a very exciting day.
Baseball IQ, in-game decision making, leadership, credibility, communication skills, a commitment to excellence, and a track record of winning.
I saw what this team can do. I want to lead them to win. We had a great second half last year, and I want continuity. I want that to be transferred into spring training. This is a dream come true. The Mets are my family.
Hello!
It is now the wave of the future. The press conference and the conference call. Once upon a time, we had games and familiar times for the games. 1 p.m., 4:25, 7 p.m., 7:30, or later if teams were on the road. Well, now the times are changing. Now it's press conferences and conference calls. 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and doesn't it seem that we have had more press conferences and conference calls around here than the Knickerbockers have wins? We've had so many of these press conferences and conference calls, you can lose track who's coming, who's going, who's saying goodbye, who's saying hello, who's thanking who and how many times, and who's there to hear the hello, and who's there to hear the goodbye, and who isn't there to hear hello, and who isn't there to hear goodbye. And it's a dream come true for Rojas. And if you add Eli's years as a Giant, and then add his regular season and postseason record, plus his career passing yards and touchdown passes, You come to the same number of words Eli spoke, or so it seemed. Where Rojas was thanking every single member of his family by name, Eli was thanking New York and the Northeast, coming close to thanking everybody living in New York and in the Northeast. Metropolitan fans are hoping that if the Mets can win as many games as people Rojas was thanking, it'll be serious October for the Metropolitans in 2020. You got the feeling Rojas is ready to manage hand-foot-mouth disease, wild boars, and any Ponzi schemes that arise from the Wilpons. You might have gotten the impression that Eli was not only addressing the owners and management, and his former coach and players and fans and media too, but also the Hall of Fame committee as well, so that when he is inducted into the Hall of Fame 5 years from now, he can use the same speech he used today, only having to add a number of thank yous to those who voted for him. If you're a Metropolitan fan, you can be assured that Rojas is clean, since Brody, so goes the rumor, had Rojas pass a lie detector test and has never used a buzzer or a trash can in any game he's ever managed, be it in the Dominican Republic or the minor leagues. So far, when it comes to press conferences and conference calls, New York has a sizable lead over all the other cities with at least three professional teams. The key word from both pressers today was proud, and that was used by Brody and Rojas both. Brody very proud to still be the GM, and Rojas proud he won't be traveling by bus anytime soon. Eli was proud the Giants left Jerry Reese off the invitation list. Jerry not making life easy for Eli the last so many years. Once upon a time, we judged games and careers. Now we judge press conferences and conference calls. Yes or no? Did you hear or see both? Did you find sincerity in either one? Yes or no? Were you inspired to buy an Eli jersey if you don't already have one? Yes or no? Were you motivated by Rojas to buy a season ticket plan? Did you pay attention to anything Brody had to say or anybody else you might have heard? Did you in any way count how many times Brody used proud and positive? Are you proud Brody is your GM, and do you feel positive with him making decisions? Does Eli Manning make the New York Press Conference Hall of Fame? Does Rojas rate a higher press conference score than Callaway and Beltran? Yes or no with your vote on New York, the press conference.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.